Hey, folks, we're here with Paco from the Office Group, and you work on the Outlook Social Connector team, and you've got an announcement today. Tell us about that.
Absolutely, Larry. I'm very excited. We have three things to share with you guys today. One, we're releasing the Facebook provider
for
the Outlook Social Connector, as well as the Windows Live Messenger provider for the Outlook Social Connector. Two, we're releasing a version of the Outlook Social Connector for Outlook 2003 and 2007. And third, we're releasing a new platform for the Outlook Social Connector that will allow you to get real-time updates from your friends.
Great, nice. So in the past, I had to download OSC standalone and install it on my Office installation. And I noticed when I installed Office this last time that it's actually part of the product now.
Absolutely.
Congratulations. It was nice to see that in there.
It was hard work from the Outlook team. And now in Office 2010, we have the Outlook Social Connector as part of the product. And people will get the update that we're launching today. If they have Office 2010, they will get the update via the Microsoft update.
Great. So going forward, do I need to do anything special to update this, or does it come down with the Windows updates?
It will come with a Microsoft update that you will get.
Great. And can we see it in action?
Absolutely. So I have my inbox here showing you my folders, my conversations view in the inbox, and then I have my reading pane on the right. The first thing that I want to show you is how you actually activate the social connector. How do you see the view? To do that, you come to the View tab. Mm-hmm. Outlook 2010 has the ribbon. And then you go to the People pane. The People pane is the place where all the activities from the social connector will show. So you click on Normal, and there you have it. That's the Outlook social connector showing you information in the People pane. The first view that I'd like to show you, Larry, is having pictures of the people that you interact with on email right here in the Outlook People pane. So you see that I have this email thread with Paul Cannon and Rachel Drossman. Now I can see their pictures from their Facebook profile directly in the Outlook People pane.
Nice.
So I can see Rachel's picture here from Facebook, and I can see Paul's picture right here from Facebook. Now let me show you what happens when I open this email and I'm working on it, or I will reply on it. This is the view that we had when we had the pictures of Rachel and Paul in the People pane. Let me show you when I click on Paul's picture, I get a very complete view of all the activities that Paul and I have in common. For instance, I have social feeds coming from Facebook. So we've both written in our walls, and I can see that here. I can see the email that he has sent me, whether it's on red email on my inbox or a piece of email that I decided to put on my folder. I have it all here. So it gives me a lot more information about my interactions with Paul. Mm-hmm. I can also see attachments that he has sent me, and I can open them up right here. I can see meetings that we've attended together. So I have a lot more context about my interactions with Paul. So now let me click on Rachel's picture. So you see how the information changes depending on the person that I'm interested in getting more information. So Rachel and I are connected in the Windows Live Messenger, and you can see that we're friends here, and you can see that she left me a note on my birthday. And you can also see that she's sharing pictures with her friends through Facebook, and I get all of that here in the People pane in Outlook.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. And then finally, I can also add people to my social networks directly from the Outlook Social Connector just by clicking on the Add button, clicking on the social network that I want to add them, and that will send them an invite in the social network.
Nice, so you can bring them into your social network right from Outlook.
Exactly right.
Very nice. A lot of the times when we put a video up about a new product, people will ask, well, is it just for US or is it a global release? And what is the answer here?
We have availability of the Outlook Social Connector in many languages, and then we're working on incorporating more languages.
Great. And tell me a little bit how privacy works, because that's a big issue, especially with Facebook, and we want to make sure that we know what we're sharing with people. How does that work when integrated with Outlook Social Connector?
Absolutely. The Social Connector is a platform that respects people's choice on how much information they want to share through their social activities. If people decide to be very public and they have set up their profiles in the social networks to be very open and share everything with the world, then all of that is going to come through the Outlook Social Connector when I receive an email from them.
Yeah.
If you decide to be very private and your settings are very private in the social networks, then I will not get to see as rich information in the social connector. So we respect people's decisions on how much they want to
share. So no changes here, and there's nothing that I have to go into with Outlook Social Connector and set any privacy settings. This is going to draw from the social network itself.
It will respect your settings on the social networks. Absolutely,
excellent,
Larry.
Excellent. And where do people get this?
There are a couple of places where you can get it. One, if you have the social connector already installed and you want to add a provider, then you can just click on adding another social network here, and that will direct you to the landing page where we have all the providers for our social networks. People who do not have the social connector today, so particularly 2003 and 2007 users, they can get the social connector from the Microsoft download page, and then they can decide which networks they want to add providers for.
And which networks do we have partnerships with so far?
We have partnerships with Facebook, LinkedIn, MySpace, and Windows Live Messenger. And we expect that there will be more partnerships with other social providers coming down the pipe.
And currently, Outlook Social Connector will bring in information from social networks, but are there any plans to actually push information to those?
Yeah, this is our first release of the social connector, so we're working hard on incorporating more features. So stay tuned for more features that we'll make available.
Cool. And the cost for all of this?
It's absolutely free. If you're an Outlook user, you can get the Outlook Social Connector.
Very nice. Well, thanks for showing us this.
Thank you very much, Larry.